You're listening to WUBT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and we're now kicking off with Tech Talk. I'm Lauren Hickman.
I'm Ryan Durham.
And I'm Dan Goff.
As you know, we typically discuss our favorite news stories for the week, but this week we have a few special guests from the magazine Engineers Forum, and they're here to talk about their product. Then we'll move on to weather updates and then finish off with sports as usual, though unfortunately we did not have a football game yesterday we can talk about. We will talk about the upcoming game later this week. So we'll move on over to Engineers Forum. You guys want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Okay, I'll begin. My name is Mia Sims. I run the social media aspect, that includes Twitter and Facebook, if you will.
My name is Val Vislabokov. I'm the managing editor here. I'm basically in charge of the writers and everything. Mia and our business manager is in charge of...
That is an awesome name, by the way.
Thank you.
you just say it so fluidly, too.
Yeah, I've had practice.
All his life, I guess.
I'm Sunita Mohan, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the magazine, so I'm basically the one who is in charge of everything.
You get to boss everyone around.
Yes, ma'am.
She's the boss.
That's good.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly how she responds.
So, some very important people. So, tell me what Engineers Forum is exactly.
Well, it's a magazine. It's not a club of any kind. The name kind of throws you off, but yes, it is a magazine. It is the engineering magazine at Virginia Tech, and is completely student-run, with the exception of our advisor, Lynn Nystrom. Mm-hmm. But it's been around since the early 70s.
It's 1981.
1981, excuse me. But before that...
Early 80s.
It started before that as the Virginia Tech engineer. And there was a transition process. So it's been around for a while. And what we're trying to do this year is kind of revamp it, give it a new name, not literally, but as far as content and how many people know about it, because my assumption is not a lot of people know about it and not a lot of people have read it, even though we're pretty well distributed around campus.
Right, and that's why you guys are on here today, is to talk about you revamping it, getting the name out further. So with the revamping, in what ways are you changing the magazine to try to help your product circulate more?
Well, I'll take that question since I am in charge of social media. Pretty much what we're doing is we revamped the website. It has a live RSS feed of our Twitter. And then pretty much, I guess I would say from a social media standpoint, the success of any brand is to sync everything up. So that's what I've done. I've linked the Twitter to the Facebook to the website to the Twitter, and then it's just everything matches up. And we're kind of making it a slightly more original with original content, not just your standard, oh, I'm an engineering magazine, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like, blah, blah, blah.
Stuff that's taking place around the College of Engineering as well as around Virginia Tech. One of the biggest complaints that non-engineers have is that since the magazine is titled Engineers Forum, so what's the point of us reading it? And that's what I'm trying to do as the editor, that I'm trying to get more articles included and incorporated in the magazine that talk about general issues that have a little bit of engineering thrown in them, mm-hmm. but they're not overly technical so that the non-engineers do not understand what's happening.
Okay, so it isn't just geared towards engineers.
No, and we had this problem in the recent past because we've been out on the drill field giving out to people. It is free, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Great.
We were giving it out to people, and we'd say, free copy of Engineers Forum, and all the non-engineers would say, oh, it's all right, I'm not an engineer, which isn't, we didn't want that kind of impression. We are for everybody. I mean, you don't have to be an engineer to, for example, want to go to a rocket launch, because it is something that everybody likes to see. That's the kind of image we're kind of going for, sort of a popular mechanics for the Virginia Tech campus.
And kind of bringing the practical application, the daily life application of engineering to everyone that's not exactly engrossed in the major and in the modern topics of engineering. So, yeah.
All right. So about the articles in the magazine, what kind of topics do you find you talk about most? You say it's not all geared towards engineers. And it's given to students, so is it a lot of Virginia Tech news, or do you go out there with things more in the community?
It's a mix and mash. When we talk about Virginia Tech, we, of course, mean the campus plus the businesses around it and in the area. But we also delve into topics that are outside of the university and this area, you know, worldwide, that could affect the university. New technologies that someone else discovered that would vastly affect what Virginia Tech does in its research, but we try to do it in a very non-science journal way. We're not trying to describe new research. We're trying to inform people in a very simple way that everybody can understand and will take interest in as well.
Like one of the changes that we made for the November issue, which is coming out this week, is we had this article about the different gargoyles in the different parts of campus. Mm-hmm. So if you notice carefully, different buildings, especially the ones that are made with hokey stone, have gargoyles in them.
Yes.
So we had this article where we had different images of gargoyles, and then we basically asked the readers that identify the building based on the gargoyle. There were two articles about an organization within the College of Engineering, which not a lot of engineers know about. So it is about the College of Engineering, but it's also about Virginia Tech, what's happening around Virginia Tech.
Okay, cool. So what kind of people write for the Engineers Forum? Do you have a lot of engineers, since that is your typical content?
We do have a majority of the writers are engineers, but we do have an English major who's joined the editorial board this semester. We are trying to get more writers to come and mm-hmm. join us, to tell them that this is a good opportunity. You're being paid and you get to write.
Yeah.
You are paid to write.
That is part of our revamping process. We are very short on writers, and writers really make up the core of the magazine, obviously. So we do take pretty much anybody, no experience necessary. I mean, this is where you develop the skills you need for in the future.
Right, absolutely.
I
mean, we did get into Virginia Tech, so I feel like everyone here can write. So pretty much any college student, anyone that has an interest of being, you know, published, it will be great for our magazine.
And it's a good way to kind of connect the different majors, especially with engineering and then going more towards liberal arts area with having the better writing skills. It's a good way to incorporate all of those skills into one.
Yes.
We're also trying to break the misconception that engineers do not make good writers.
Mm-hmm.
So we give them a chance that, you know, this is an extracurricular activity that if you write on your resume, it'll look really good.
Right.
Because one of the complaints that employers have is that engineers do not make good writers. They cannot write well.
Maybe not well, but they're very lazy writers. They don't want to write. But so
yeah,
and the bare bones.
you see that across all the sciences. The employers are particularly looking for people who can write and have experience writing and enjoy science, and it's hard to find that a lot of times.
Yeah, well, because within the majors, I mean, you don't see so many engineers that are writing papers as much as doing equations and all of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a great way for engineers and people in that area to definitely branch out their skills.
It's very easy and it's very fun. You basically write about what you want. If you have a topic in mind, that's what you write about. It's very almost a hobby. It should be for you to write about something that you like.
Is it like a lot of field work where your writers are going out and getting stories from other people?
Stories are typically assigned. It's a very free process. Either the writer can say, this is what I'm interested in writing. Say, this is my major, and this is a big story that's growing in my major, and I want to write about it. Well, go ahead, do that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes writers are like, I don't really have anything. Do you have any suggestions? And then I say, well, maybe you could do this. So some of the articles are interview-based. Mm-hmm. So that involves going out into the field and interviewing different people, getting their feedback, and writing it down.
The rest of the articles, they're mostly, we are going out, gathering facts, and composing our own composition here. It's not really a resubmission of something else somebody already wrote.
Yeah, what we're going for really is original content, and we achieve that, you know, issue after issue. And that's what makes Engineers Forum so awesome, because we have the original content. We have it's not so much a niche, interest, but it's more of like a survey of what's going on campus and the community. So, yeah.
All right. So
at this point, I also wanted to make a quick comment. We're not only looking for writers, we're also looking for photographers, we're looking for cartoonists. If you're interested in doing anything creative that can be found in a magazine, well, you're welcome to come to our meetings that take place on Monday and Thursday.
How often do you guys release your magazines?
Four times in a year.
Yeah.
So twice in fall and twice in spring. In fact, our November issue is coming next week.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool issue.
Within the next 7 days, week.
Yeah. And so where can these magazines be found?
Oh, let's see.
Owens?
Norris.
Yeah, first floor of the entrance to Torgerson at the first floor. The Norris Breezeway, the little tunnel between Norris and Holden. Mm-hmm. We got one in Randolph.
Squires.
And?
Is there one still in Owens?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We had one in Deeds, but we moved it to Lee Hall, to the sixth floor, the Galileo housing.
And I would also like to emphasize our website. We're going to post it on there, which is www.ef.org.vt.edu. Or you could just Google Engineers Forum, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you can
something like that.
Find all the locations there, and also we have the issues online there as they come out.
So there's obviously a lot of media on campus, a lot of competition for you guys. So what do you think you bring that's different to the table of all the other different kinds of magazines, like Virginia Tech Magazine, for instance?
Ooh, I like this one.
I'd say, we're less about breaking news, mm-hmm. and about what's going on around the campus, as much as we're out there finding things that the engineering students would find important for their careers or for them to know. I think we're doing an article for the next issue on student legal services, mm-hmm. not exclusively engineering related, but it is useful to our students. Mm-hmm. I think Virginia Tech Magazine is mostly an alumni magazine, if
yes.
That's correct. Yeah. Collegiate Times is mostly news. So we're trying to inform of things that are very rarely known and would be useful for the students here.
So we go out, we see organizations that are not represented very well, or they don't really know how to approach, how to sort of advertise themselves. And we say, well, we write an article about you, and we try to throw in something of interest that will benefit engineers and non-engineers alike. So it is not like Collegiate Times in the sense that it is not general news. Mm-hmm. We have technical stuff. It's a technical magazine, but at the same time, the content is not hard to read.
Oh, that's good to know.
You don't understand.
All right. Well, I guess you guys are definitely excited about your new issue coming out.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully, you'll get a lot of good feedback from it. So, we don't have to have a PSA today. But I will mention that it is Radiothon. It's our semi-annual fundraiser. It's a very exciting week for us. We're a nonprofit organization, so we appreciate all the support and help we can get from our listeners.
It's the final day today, isn't it?
Yeah, we end at midnight tonight, so make sure to call in. We appreciate all the support. Keep our station going, keep us alive, so definitely keep us in mind. So now we're going to move over.
Are you going
to
tell them the number?
What?
The number to call in if you want to donate.
I don't know what the number is.
The number is 540-231-9888.
Are you on air?
Yes, I am.
Good to know.
All right. I could just have someone call in and donate $100, so.
Maybe. Oh, that would be exciting.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Do it.
Keep the voice alive.
All right. Especially for Dan, because he's such a fantastic chief meteorologist.
Well, thank you very much.
And he's going to...
I think he's overrated.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Just wait till you hear what I say about the forecast for Thursday.
Tell us about it.
So actually, first, I want to back up the clock a couple years. Friday was November the 4th, and Friday was actually the 26th anniversary of the appropriately named flood of 1985. This was mostly a Roanoke event. I don't know how much impact we actually saw in the New River Valley. The event killed 10 people. Ooh. It was the record flood for the Roanoke River in Roanoke. I'm not going to mention a whole lot about it. There's a very nice write-up on the National Weather Service Facebook page. If you go to Facebook, look for National Weather Service Blacksburg, you'll see a link there to a PDF with a great write-up that their hydrologist did about the event. One of the cool details that came up is a report from a helicopter operator that day who rescued 125 people.
Wow, what a hero. So what caused the flood?
A setup of a couple different things, some remnants from a hurricane named Hurricane Juan, and then another non-tropical batch of moisture that came in all very, very rapidly over a very short period of time.
Batch of moisture.
Yes, batch of moisture.
Sorry, that made me giggle.
That's okay. This week is going to be pretty quiet. We've had a very nice weekend.
Except for last night, it was really chilly.
That tends to happen around this time of year. It is November, after all.
I was out in Miami this past weekend.
Oh, wow, jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that was a lot nicer weather than we got here.
Yes.
Our average high for this time of year is in the low 50s. Our average low is in the 30s. Not really out of the ordinary.
Not happy with it.
It's been quite nice today. We got back up in the 60s this afternoon, and I'm never going to complain about temperatures in the 60s in November. We're actually going to stick in the 60s for the next couple days. We've got a little bit of high pressure kind of hanging out around the coast, keeping things clear. Going to clear out later this week, Wednesday night, Thursday. Another cold front swings through. Bring some rain with it, boo. I know.
Me.
It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. It's kind of the pattern we've fallen in. It's nice on the weekend. It's nice to start the week. We get some rain midweek, and then it clears out for the weekend. I can't really complain about that too much.
Yeah.
We need the rain. We like the cool. We like the warm weather. Like the sun on the weekends.
It's never good to hear about game days, though.
No, it's not.
The game's in Atlanta,
yes.
Not here.
Yes, the game is in Atlanta. I'm
Noted.
A step ahead of you. Just don't worry.
Noted.
The game is in Atlanta. They're gonna start drying out, kind of like we are Thursday night. Maybe some rain, maybe not. I'm hoping not. It's gonna depend on the speed.
You hope not.
I hope not.
Why? We'll get into that.
we'll go either way on that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Temperature's probably going to be in the 40s for kickoff Thursday night in Atlanta. High pressure comes back for the weekend over the southeast. We clear out. Temperature's back in the 50s and lows in the 30s.
All right. So not too bad.
No, not too bad. Not too bad at all. There's no mention of the S word again.
Yeah. That's
hopefully I can put that one away for a couple more weeks.
Yeah. At least till after my birthday, after Thanksgiving break. Because then we only have, a couple weeks left.
And then if it snows in December, we can think about finals getting canceled.
Wishful thinking.
Yes. Yes. Start now, people. Start now.
Snow day.
We can make this happen.
Yeah.
We can make this happen.
All right, now we're going to move over to sports with Ryan. Unfortunately, we didn't have a game yesterday.
Well, we had a much-deserved bye week, but there was a lot of good football yesterday. Anybody heard of that LSU-Alabama game? Did they watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that. Not the game of the century, but that was a good game. I'm glad LSU won. I thought they would win.
A friend of mine called that the best game he's ever watched where a touchdown wasn't scored.
Yeah, exactly.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I guess. It's just more the stakes were high. I think that's...
The
stakes were high. The loser, they're not going to the championship game. They're going to have to settle for the Sugar Bowl more than likely.
Such a horrible place to be.
Do you know how much in the ranks Bama got knocked down?
That's not going to be released until later today.
But it can't be that much.
Who lost? South Carolina lost. Yeah, South Carolina also lost. There were a couple... I feel like there was another upset. I just drove 3.5 hours.
Oklahoma State almost lost.
They almost lost to Kansas State. So Kansas State, they weren't top 10, were they?
I don't believe
so. Yeah, they weren't. They weren't.
I know the coaches poll and the AP poll are out.
Those are irrelevant. The one you got to pay attention to is the BCS, because that will determine whether or not you're going to go to the BCS Bowl or not if you lose or whatever.
Or you could just win the Big East.
Yeah, that's a mess. West Virginia
yes,
lost.
Yes, West Virginia did lose again.
Indiana.
That's awesome.
Oh, West Virginia.
Poor West Virginia.
There were some updates.
Wait, what am I saying? Poor West Virginia. just to bring it back to Virginia Tech, before we get into kind of a little rushed preview of Thursday night's game, because that's the most important game for us, just to recap, JT Thompson was lost for the season. He tore his ACL in his right knee. He missed last season with a torn ACL in his left knee, and he's a six-year senior. So that's quite devastating, and he was...
He's just not having a good time.
No, but that's a big loss. He was our projected starter. He was a high-energy guy. Back when he played in 2009, he was our main six man. He'd come up, rebound, get some points, just get some quality minutes. And he was a good basketball player, and it's sad to see him go down. Greenberg was very, very sad about it, but he was like, of course, team's got to move on. So they will. They got a lot of talent. First game is Saturday. So basketball season is right around the corner with the NIT kickoff, and it's in Castle. So...
Who did we draw?
I forget.
You're a sports guy. You should know these things.
Yeah, I know I should know these things. But, Do you know George? This is the NIT tip-off. And so how it works basically is it's a tournament. Virginia Tech is the second seed, and they get home court advantage throughout the entire tournament, and they play up to two games. If they win out, they will play in Madison Square Garden for the winner of basically the Syracuse bracket. Syracuse has home court advantage throughout the whole thing. So the hope is that Virginia Tech can get off to a really good start of the season by beating George Mason, who is in this tournament at Castle, and then follow that up by beating Syracuse up in Madison Square Garden. That would really help us because we always seem to get snubbed come NCAA basketball time, and usually it's because we can't get early wins in the beginning of the season. So big opportunity. So it's exciting. Relevant games going on early. But, of course, the most relevant game is our Georgia Tech matchup Thursday night, primetime in Atlanta. And, Dan... I wish it was raining there because that would significantly slow down their triple option attack.
This is true. Unfortunately, I think it would also hurt our passing attack.
No, it wouldn't. No, you want anything because Georgia Tech.
Knowing our track record against the triple option, I will take anything.
Yeah, here's our track record against Paul Johnson's triple option against Georgia Tech. We give up an average of 311 yards per game, and the average margin of victory in these games is 5 points. We are 2-1 against Georgia Tech, and the winner of this game has always won the ACC Coastal Division. So, and it's pretty much going to be the same case this season. Whoever wins this game controls their own fate. And with the way Virginia Tech's schedule looks for the rest of the season, they play UNC for their final home game next week. That team is very beatable, although their defense is very stout. And then they play rival UVA the following week. So it's a very manageable situation. But you would have to rely on Georgia Tech to lose in the next three games, and that's not likely to happen. So basically, in all seriousness, who wins this game is going to go to the ACC championship game, barring something, some dramatic upset along the way for either team. So,
where's Georgia Tech at in the rankings right now? Do you know?
DCS wise, they are in the 20s. I knew they were in the 20s last week. I think they were 22nd. Actually, they were they were number 23.
Okay.
So there you go. But this was a team that was undefeated, and they're just coming off that defeat against Clemson in Clemson a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this team was undefeated up until they were upset against UVA. So this is a very formidable opponent. This offense has averaged a lot of yards. In fact, they're averaging 328 rushing yards a game, which is second in the country. No surprise, they run the triple option. But their passing attack has been more formidable. They pose more of a threat, put it that way, than it has in the past season. So they've got a little bit of a wrinkle going on. But the one thing about Georgia Tech that makes them beatable is their defense. Their defense is mediocre at best. They're giving up 23 points per game. Al Groh is trying to implement his 3-4 defense down there, and so far, not so good.
Well, and that's good for us since we have a stronger defense.
Especially running. Running, they're very suspect running the ball. Mm-hmm. So I hesitate to say that this looks up to be a shootout, because I don't really think so. We never get into shootouts, except for that Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a very even game. But if Virginia Tech plays their style of football, they should beat Georgia Tech. The problem is that for whatever reason, Bud Foster does not do well against the triple option. I don't know why, but, you know.
Nervous? Yeah. I guess the big name to it?
No, it's not. It's not that. It's Bud Foster. But like last season when they played Georgia Tech, from what I saw in the stands, and I ran the triple option when I played in high school. This is basically the exact same offense as Georgia Tech's. In fact, it is the exact same offense. So I know how to defend it. And when I was looking up at the stands, I was just kind of shaking my head, wondering what was he thinking. Essentially, last year's strategy seemed to be, we're going to just give him the dive every single play, not worry about it, which is fine, but you have to stop the dive. And they didn't, because they allowed their guards to get to the second level automatically based on where their D tackles were. So that didn't really work. And essentially, you stop the triple option by playing base defense, winning the line of scrimmage, and just staying at home and being very, very disciplined. You have to understand that the triple option, they're going to read off of you no matter what. And so you have to just hone your key, stay on your key, and, you know, basically force the quarterback to keep the ball as often as possible. And so it will be interesting to see if they do that. They've got the speed to contain the perimeter and not allow the plays to get towards the sideline, which you're in real trouble if that happens. Hopefully Tweedy is healthy and can play, because he's our fastest linebacker on the field. And so we're going to see what happens.
So we remain hopeful for our game Thursday. We're excited since we have gone a whole week without football. I want to give a thanks again to the Engineers Forum people for showing up today. Really enjoyed having you here. Don't forget Radiothon until midnight tonight, so definitely tune in. For Tech Talk, I'm Lauren Hickman.
Actually, real quick, I've got basketball info. First game Monday, November 14th, 7 p.m. on ESPN3.
Ooh.
We play Monmouth.
I thought it was Saturday.
No, it's Monday, the 14th.
Huh.
If we win that, we play the winner of George Mason and Florida International the following year.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, now we're done.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for listening. This is Tech Talk. I'm Lauren Hickman.
I'm Ryan Durham.
And I'm Dan Goff.
We'll see you next week. Been spinning round, down and down. Now it really seems it's all a dream. All I want is all the life in me to be free. Oh, the time has come to get things done. Just bring me down with all your playing around. So play the rules and keep it cool.
FM 90.7 Blacksburg, we ask you to please be kind and courteous and
turn up your radio!
With insightful commentary.
I think, you know, Judi Dench has never looked so good in spandex.
Lindsay Lohan made a great career choice in not having one.
Four unaccomplished critics.
Is it weird that I was aroused by Last House on the Left?
If Tyler Perry were white, I still wouldn't like him.
One stimulating conversation.
The King's Speech literally stole my virginity.
Ladies and gentlemen, this year's Teen Choice Award goes to The Human Centipede.
With serious reviews from serious critics.
Renee Zellweger is ugly.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I had to go to the bathroom the entire time.
So you tuned in to The Entertainment Show.
Tina, I told you to pick me a better title.
Hello, Blacksburg! Oh, my God.
Or as some people know it as Bleaksburg.
Oh.
That's creative what you just did there.
I thought it was kind of creative. I actually wasn't even the one who started saying that. It was Ryan Perro, who hopefully is listening to the show.
Actually, I think a lot of people say that.
I think a lot of people do, too, because a lot of people feel like this is kind of a dead-end town.
Yeah.
My name is Ryan Hunt.
I'm Andrew Caperline.
I'm Jason.
And you know what it is, ladies and gentlemen?
What is it?
What is it, James?
It's Radio Thought!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I pooped. What?
Oh. You pooped?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I'm so excited. I definitely did.
You definitely
let
something seep
no.
out of your
stop.
Butt.
No. Guys, mm-hmm. let's not call attention to it.
I'll tell you what. Hopefully, he's resting under your butt. How about some?
Oh, whoa, unprofessional, James.
Hey, all right, everyone.
Answer it.
It's my father.
Answer it.
It's
he's
Pete Connors.
To say hi.
Well, now we'll never know.
I mean, the entertainment show. We have no friends.
We have no friends.
That's
been made very clear to us around the building.
And according to the schedule, we're going to discuss our lack of friends. And,
we got one friend.
Oh, we have one friend.
We have one friend, Mac Allen.
Woo!
Yeah, Mac.
Ow!
two friends. We have
two friends.
They're multiplying.
If you want to call in and tell us that you're our friend, what's that number? I think I remember it. 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT.
All right.
I like what they did there. They took the name of the station and made it the last four digits of the phone number.
There it goes.
I like it.
But anyway, it is Radiothon.
It is Radiothon. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anything that you can donate, lint in your pocket,
your
preferably
friendship.
Money,
yeah.
you get T-shirts and stuff if you get reach a certain premium. I'm not. Ian, what do we got?
Let's go out to the field. Let's go to Ian in the field. He's going to tell us about the premiums.
Oh, yes. So if you donate $60, you will get a T-shirt. That's correct.
Thanks, Ian. But so we... no, continue.
Oh, yes. If you don't have $60 on you, you can always donate $35 and get a very nice WUVT pint glass with the same logo on the pint glass as you have on the T-shirt. Or if you want to go a little bit higher,
okay,
you can get a nice sweatshirt for $125
with
the exact same logo.
I do want to go higher.
Oh, yes. If you want to go way higher.
Oh, my God. Tell us, take me higher. Let's go all the way up.
$1,000, you get a Radioactive Man body pillow. Radioactive Man is our,
are you kidding me?
Is our radio station mascot, and you can sleep with him every night.
Which you do, right, Ian?
Oh, yes.
How much is that retail value?
Oh, my God.
Retail value is $2,000.
Oh, really?
So this is really, it's a deal.
That is a deal.
We are biting it.
What?
What does that mean?
I'm not... I forgot what I was trying to say.
I don't quite speak your jibby.
Ian is still teething.
And you know what, Brian? You probably shouldn't interrupt Ian because he can cut us off and start playing Coldplay whenever he wants.
He probably wouldn't do that. But thank you, Ian. Is that it?
Well, if you're really poor, $5 will get you a bumper sticker.
Yes.
You can stick it wherever you want.
How would you have a car?
You can put it on a... light post or something.
Your window.
You can put it on your computer.
Here's the plan. You can go down to the thrift store, buy a regular T-shirt for like however much, like $5 or whatever, and then you can put the bumper sticker on the shirt, and it's just like you bought a shirt for $60.
It's
wow.
Just like, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So for all
of our homeless listeners out there listening to WVT, that sounds like a deal.
Which is most of our market.
We're definitely targeting the homeless.
Yes.
Because just as they have no friends, we have no friends. So
right.
We relate mm-hmm. to what, you know.
How much money has this show raised alone, Ian?
Well, so far?
Yeah, so far.
We're actually still in the negative.
Okay, cool.
People are stealing money from us.
So, James, you wanna spit that number one more time?
When you have homeless people, if you're listening based. That number is 540-231-9888.
Great.
Too many eights?
That number's tasty.
9888. No, that's right.
540-231-WUVT. And please, any amount will do. And, don't be cheapskates.
Yeah. No. This is a completely student-run organization here at WUVT. And
Michael Mosley
is your general manager of the station.
He hates us.
He hates us. But he gives us a 30-minute slot that we're very appreciative of.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, sometimes it's a 24-minute slot, but we make do with whatever time that we have.
Guys, let's talk about the entertainment.
Let's talk about some entertainment. We all have you seen Paranormal Activity 3?
I have not.
Okay, so you're going to keep your mouth shut, and we're going to talk about Paranormal Activity 3.
We'll see if I keep my mouth shut.
What do we
shut.
Think, guys?
Woo. Big Woo. Thumbs up from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Huge thumbs up.
Huge throbbing thumb.
My thumb could not be any higher right now.
Not my favorite of the three.
Really?
My favorite of the three. I will go on record and say my favorite of the three. The scariest out of the three movies, in my opinion.
I would still say the first one for me.
Yeah?
I like both the sequel. I like the second and third, but the first one still holds up for me.
See, the first one's kind of my least favorite now that I've seen two and three. I mean, I think it's still a great movie, and it started it. But you're obviously... I just think that they've been able to create a really interesting story, a backstory to this that you know that they didn't have when they made the first movie, which is... all the more impressive,
obviously,
because the original ending in the first movie was like she gets shot up by some cops, and that's the end.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, that's the alternate ending.
No, I've seen both.
Let's see how many movies we could ruin for our listeners today.
Well,
Bruce Willis is dead at the end of Sixth Sense.
Mr. Orange is the cop.
Oh wow, that's actually mean.
I was going for it.
That's actually
mean. No spoiler alerts here.
They found Nemo.
Yeah. That's,
James, come on, man.
I mean.
Aladdin is Prince of Lee.
I had that TiVo. I was going to watch it tonight. Yeah.
Why would you TiVo a movie? It's for TV.
I don't have TiVo.
Bruce Willis was actually dead at the end of the movie. He was dead the entire time. Paranormal Activity 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it in the same world as The Sixth Sense? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. That was that M. Night Shyamalan movie that I watched the other night.
It did take place, Paranormal Activity 3 did take place when his ex-wife was attractive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree with that.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I had to think about who his ex-wife
was
for a second.
I didn't realize it was a period
piece. Yeah. Yeah. there were a lot of women. But the thing is, they did some nice little tie-ins to the first movie. They actually had the picture-taking moment where they took the pictures for the school day.
Right. They find the picture in the attic in the first one.
It was a nice little tie-in.
That's kind of been the through line through all of them, though, right?
Yeah. Right. And it was directed by the guys who did Catfish, which was an amazing film.
Yes.
Right? If you haven't seen, I think it's worth your time.
And the main guy is picked from the Harvard sailing team.
Yeah, an improv guy, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity is not a real story that...
Yes, but it really happened to the guy from the Harvard
School. Oh, okay,
really,
good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's too bad for that guy.
But no, it sucks, yeah.
I thought, so that was the lead guy. I thought his friend was just as good.
Yes,
that scene, and I don't want to give away too much, but I'm going to give it away because I want you to be just as miserable as we are.
I'll get out of the question.
The scene where in the bathroom when, like,
woo! Yeah, that,
you know what I'm talking about? That scene in the bathroom.
I've had a few scenes like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying, Ian?
I don't.
We're having a good time in here today.
Bully.
But the thing I thought one of the most brilliant pieces of the movie was the use of the old electric fan.
Yes.
Yes.
I knew where you were going.
Really cool.
In the story, the guy who's documenting in his own house rips apart an old fan that, you know, moves back and forth.
Yes. Right.
As they once did.
Mm-hmm. As they.
And,
yes.
And they still do. Mounts a camera to it, so it's panning back and forth from the kitchen to the living room.
Mm.
And it provides some really good setups.
Yeah, cool no, stuff. It really does.
Yeah. Smart.
It's smart.
I thought Leslie Nielsen was dead, but he shows up in the last 10 minutes of the movie. So they dragged him out.
Don't ruin that for me.
And once again, they also put things in the previews
that were not used. The Bloody Mary sequence is not in the film.
But the genius The genius part about that is that those events probably did happen in the scope of the story, but they were just left out in the movie.
Right, and I'm sure there'll be undeleted scenes on the Blu-ray or DVD copy.
It's kind of like in Arrested Development, how they go next time on Arrested Development, and those things never happen.
Yeah.
You're sure in the scope of the entire story of the episode that they actually end up happening. Just not shown.
What? How are we doing on time before PSA, James?
We have about 3 minutes.
We have about 3 minutes. Yeah, it is. It's a perfect amount of time, 3 minutes. We went with kind of a casual vibe today, since it's Radiothon,
and we're not wearing anything.
Yeah. At all. Ian's the most.
I'm wearing a scarf, so.
You're wearing a scarf.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's my pattern scarf. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan, I'm taking a look right now. How long are your nipples?
they're quite long. Mm. I stepped on them. They're a little bloody. I was stepping on them on my way in here. They kind of just dangle. Yeah. When it
flat tire.
Oh God. But so it's Radiothon. So before we go to PSA, one more time for that number.
That number is 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. Please call in and donate your money to our show. You can also go online to WUVT.org. You can pay cash, credit, anything you want. Just call in 540-231-WUVT.
Wait, ORG?
Yeah, it's wubt.vt.edu.
You can also type in wubt.org.
That's debatable.
Can we try it right now?
I'm gonna give it a go.
You can't see what James is doing, but he's actually typing on his laptop, and he's going to do this for you. This is live.
Oh,
this is live radio.
Oh, that's just porn.
Wait, I'm going to have to sign in.
Oh, VT.
You know?
Radio Gold.
Yep.
Nothing like watching James type on his computer.
Oh, look at that, Ian. Look at that. Look at where that redirects me to.
Ian also porn. Can't see you. Yep. Lots of porn.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness.
Jeez.
So it's probably too short a notice, but that's, man, I would really love for that kitten PSA to play.
I didn't know a girl could do that. Yeah, we should probably go to a PSA.
Yeah, let's go to a PSA, Ian. What?
We will not
wait. We want our PSA.
Don't you tell us to wait.
What just happened?
Are you kidding me right
Ian?
Now, Ian?
We're still in the air.
I can't even find the kitten PSA.
Oh, you can't Ian. Find the kitten PSA? Oh, all right, can you give me the government cares one or the
can
government
help?
Can
we just make our own PSA?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Okay.
All right, cool.
Mountain Dew kills about 5 people a year. If we don't stop global warming, Mountain Dew will kill you. Back to the entertainment show.
There we go.
What a great PSA.
That's a relevant PSA.
We're getting sued.
Yeah. Didn't the guy who made Mountain Dew, isn't he a graduate of tech? He's going to be angry.
He lives in the area.
Because I'm sure he listens to the tech radio all
right.
the time.
He's out there every morning collecting dew.
Right.
And I don't know why it's
creepy. On a mountain.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Please go to PSA.
I hate my life.
Any PSA.
Okay. Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Feed that pig.
Feed the pig. Well, that was disappointing, Ian.
Feed the pig.
Feed the pig. You shouldn't talk about the new show like that.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that was a groaner. We're going to get some angry yells today.
Was it a groaner? Because I'm crying.
I saw the Rum Diary.
Ooh.
This weekend.
Look at you.
It was everything you'd expect. Not much plot.
Tell me what I'd expect.
Tell me less.
You don't know what to expect. I didn't have any expectations going into it, Andy. But I did. I went into it with an open mind.
Uh-huh.
And I came out satisfied with using my gift card there. So anyway, moving on to whatever else is on that list, James, let's move on.
Sure. I just want to clarify that I was not talking about any individual person on the new show, just the new show as an entire entity.
Where's your shovel? Can we take it from the hole that you're digging?
Yeah, the thing about the Rum Diary, Andy, is that...
nobody cares about the Rum Diary. Nobody went to see it. It'll be out of theaters by next week. The first trash bin topic is Johnny Depp doesn't make good movies
Wait
anymore,
a minute.
Man.
Are we in the trash bin?
Yeah. Are we in the trash bin? We're talking about a Johnny Depp movie, so I guess we must be in the trash bin.
Right. Yeah.
What was that last movie that he did that Ricky Gervais made fun of him for? What was it? The one with Angelina Jolie? What was it even called?
The Tourist.
Everyone does some bad movies, right?
No, I know. I actually do want to see The Rum Diary. So you liked it. Oh, it was a style over substance thing, but you liked it.
I mean, it was just an experience. It wasn't much of a story.
Which is kind of Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
So, okay. So you would give it your recommendation.
I recommend it.
Cool.
That's awesome. It. That's all. I'm done with it.
That's it. All right. The first trash bin topic, apparently Jennifer Lopez is thinking about bringing Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego back? Or, well, it was never on the
As
big
a game
screen.
Show?
But, no.
Because that's where it's best.
Well, you know, the black woman who did the
African-American.
I think black's appropriate. Is that not? No?
Okay. All right, fine.
The African-American woman that did.
Where was she from?
You know the one who came up on the screen that would, like, tell you?
Yeah.
I'm not explaining
this
very
well. She's like the host, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. She passed away.
Really?
So I don't know how, you know.
Well, then you can't do it. You can't do the movie.
I don't know why that was funny to me.
You can't do a movie based on
I'm saying you can't do it without her. I mean, who are you going to get?
Who are you gonna get?
Oprah Winfrey? Who are we gonna bring?
Probably.
No, probably. She owns everything else. But yeah, I think
other...
this is a bad idea.
Probably.
Jennifer Lopez really shouldn't act on film ever again. In my
you
opinion.
Obviously haven't seen Anaconda.
I do love me some Anaconda. I even will apologize for the sequel that they made too.
Anaconda does.
I actually like that too,
which is clever.
So,
There's not one, but two snakes.
There's two. Yeah, there's more than one this time.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Well, Ice Cube was in the first one, so there were two snakes, right?
Oh!
That didn't even make sense.
Huge,
no, that was a, that was a boa constrictor.
Right?
Oh! Oh, man.
That didn't even make sense.
No, cut it.
Everyone disregard that.
We have no friends.
This is the craziest our show's ever been.
This is our Hunter S. Thompson themed show.
Yeah.
No story. Just some random.
Not Hunter S. Thompson, but Hunter S. Thompson.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, well, that's what you said. Hunter S. Thompson.
That's
not,
what happens.
They're not quite so famous dentist in the in the early 80s. Yeah. Hunter S. Thompson.
Ryan. Hunter S. Tonsils.
Ryan, when you're on as much acid as I'm on right now, it's hard to pronounce things.
Oh, man. So,
I don't know, my parents are
I don't know. Ian, is there anything you want to talk about? How was your weekend?
Who is
I didn't sleep last night.
You didn't sleep last night?
Hold on. We don't want to talk about this.
Why didn't you sleep?
Why didn't you sleep?
I was on the radio.
You were on the radio all night?
All night.
All night.
Wow. No.
It must
be
nice having more than 30 minutes.
Who is this girl?
Oh, yeah.
Named
I had 3 hours. It was great.
Who is this girl named Radio that you were on?
Mm.
Ooh.
What's her last name?
Her name.
Thon?
Yes.
That's not even the worst joke we've done today.
No, it's not. No, we've tossed up some groaners, some stinkers.
If you want to speak
anything
about more Johnny Depp movies, we all just watched the trailer to 21 Jump Street. Yes, the movie of
which
21
he has a cameo in. He did actually show up in film. The word is that he's going to be like one of their teachers in the high school, which I think is perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That is funny. I like Johnny Depp. I was just running him into the ground for fun. Although he did Ricky Gervais's new show. I don't know. It's called Life Is Too Short with Warwick Davis, the guy who played the Leprechaun in the Leprechaun movies.
Of course,
plays a bunch of he plays a lot of. LPs, Little People. I think that's the PC, if we're going to be PC about it. He, Little People.
Midgets.
Long presses. He plays a lot of Little People. Midgets.
LPs,
he plays a lot of Little...
And
hey, what, EPs. We don't have any of those in our audience, I don't think.
I don't know. So. Call them whatever you want, Ryan.
Toys.
Toys.
Ooh, what's... All right.
But, get me out of here.
Little people, don't you love that Frank Sinatra song?
That's that was his best.
Randy Newman song.
Yeah, the Randy Newman
short
one was good.
People got.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sing the whole thing.
Ian, if we can take that as our outro to the show today, "Short People" by Randy Newman.
Did you know that Drew Barrymore is the top overpaid actress?
What, Ian?
By who?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Short People. Why do you have it?
I don't know. I'll look.
Oh, look
Thank
for
you.
It.
Do
but,
that, Ian.
Yeah, do something.
In the meantime.
Do something with all those. Yeah, and you know what? We see you embezzling the Radiothon money back there, Ian, so, take it easy with that, all right?
James, what were you trying to say about Drew Barrymore?
I was trying to say that Drew Barrymore is the top overpaid.
Eddie Murphy's number two, Will Ferrell is number three. So these are people who had a really strong period of success for like a couple of years and then were paid based on that success but never were able to get back there. Although Eddie Murphy's Tower Heist is getting good reviews. The
it
movie
opened
did
up
with
number
ben
two,
Stiller.
Though. The box
it did open
got
up number two to...
How much did it get?
To...
Something that was out last week.
Puss in Boots. Or what,
yes,
yeah.
Puss in Boots. Puss I was scared boots. About what you were about to say there.
Yeah, you can't say that on the air.
Disgusting.
What, Puss in Boots? 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have no desire to see it.
Why is Will Ferrell number three? He still makes good films.
No.
Because the last
two movies it's about the profit.
Movies.
It's about the profit of like what they make versus your salary. Land of the Lost, big old stinker.
Okay, yeah.
Semi-Pro, big old stinker. I mean, he went through a period there of some really
bad films.
How much
did
really
he get paid to do Everything Must Go? Because that movie didn't make any money. But I'm going
to
forgive him for
next
that.
Next to nothing, I'm sure.
But he was awesome in that.
Yeah.
That budget was less than $10 million. There's no way anybody got paid.
Well, they stayed in the front lawn the whole
paid.
Time, so yeah.
Yeah, you don't do...
No set change.
Just, you don't do a Fox Searchlight movie to make money. I mean, you do it to
well,
to
you
act.
Don't.
Well, I sure don't.
Titanic 2. You do that to make money.
Titanic 2?
Yeah,
that is a real movie, actually.
Remember the preview for that we watched not too long ago? They made a Titanic 2?
That is in no way, shape,
wow,
or
really
form.
Never
I know
seen
what
this.
You're talking about.
Okay.
No.
It's by this guy who makes rip-offs of popular movies and tries to get people to accidentally buy it. Like
right.
He banks on the fact that grandma is trying to buy you Transformers for Christmas, and then she gets Transmorphers instead. Because the box art looks the same. There's this guy. He made Paranormal Entity, and he also made Titanic 2.
Yeah.
Google.
The quote from the preview is, I can't believe this is happening.
Again.
I wish I had some friends.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
You know?
Man.
So really.
I wish you had some friends, too.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. For my sake, you're actually thinking, you're not going to actually be one.
No.
No.
But you do wish that I could find some.
I wish that you could. I passively encourage you getting friends.
Okay. I don't. Cool. I care more about myself than you.
So. I know, well, I know that regardless of whether we're kidding or not.
Mm-hmm. So.
We're not all friends, right?
We're not. We don't really know each other, do we?
We meet once a week.
And we hate it.
It started as a rehab group.
We take out the anger that we have towards each other on the news show.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're just innocent bystanders.
And to all the listeners out there, you know, we don't like you.
No.
It's a chore to have to entertain you.
We have literally talked about nothing today, and I love it.
And I love it, too. We needed a break from actually doing our jobs on the radio.
Whoa.
You're shouting outside the
I'm
studio.
I'm really concerned someone was just murdered in the studio.
Women are going crazy right now because we're on the air.
We're about to get a VT alert.
We're the Fab Four. We're the new Fab Four. You know what I mean?
Like the Rat Pack.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Michigan Wolverine basketball team with Chris Webber. They were the fat. I'll shut up now.
Can you say something about sports? Because I don't watch a single thing of that.
James, come on.
We can talk about sports, even though we're not the sports show.
You were Pennsylvania's best skydiver in the 90s. Well, come on.
I have to admit, I did land in a cup that's, you know, the solo cup that just, you know.
Head first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back on top. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. But Ian does.
Sure. That's a possibility. No, it was actually making a reference to when Will Ferrell went on as Robert Goulet on the Conan. He's like, feels good to be back on top. Huh, Johnny?
Burbank.
He just kept acting like Conan was Johnny Carson.
Is this what our show has come to, us just talking about funny jokes from SNL and Conan?
Yeah, sure.
It's just us recycling jokes that other people have made.
If you want to get us off the air, that's 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT.
It shouldn't be that hard to do.
No, not after today.
If they try to, though, we're going to do an Airhead style, just taking the radio station hostage.
Yeah.
We got David Arquette in here. Just who else was in that movie?
Ben Frazier, Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler. It's a great cast.
Basically, Harley Richards.
Yeah, and to everybody listening, because this may be our last show, so I'm gonna go. We threw in the towel, guys. We just couldn't do it anymore. You demanded too much from us.
Yeah.
And we come in here every Sunday. We talk about nonsensical things that don't matter, like Justin Bieber.
Who talks about Justin Bieber ever?
And you know what? And it just finally became too much, and we don't care anymore.
And you know what else? I've been faking my homosexuality to get...
Let it out, James.
To get further in this...
Let it out.
Because... Honestly, it helps.
And many of you don't
just
know.
Just ask Ian.
Many of you don't know. We actually stopped meeting.
He's been wearing his radio thong.
Yeah.
For too long.
Yeah. And all those rumors about Gordon Block last year around the office about the stuff that he would wear, they were all true. Everything we said about
out.
Gordon Block. Did he really just leave?
Yeah.
I think he's looking for that CD for us, The Short People
That's
by
so
Randy
funny.
Newman. That is really funny. That's what Ian does. Ian goes the extra mile for us. And lately, because last year, let's be frank, Ian kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And he's doing a much better job this year.
Well, he also had polio last year.
He did.
It was a tough time.
Which was hilarious.
We got him that iron lung, and then he was all better.
I got him.
What did you way. Did you sell that oxygen canister on like the black market, Ian? What did you end up doing with that thing?
What did you do with that thing, Ian? Do you remember?
Ian?
he's pissed.
I think he's using
our
it.
Our fifth
right
host,
now.
Ian.
Yeah. So anyway, we have two minutes left.
I'm looking at my iPhone and it says it's 5:58.
You know, slowest half
talk
hour
about
of my
that,
week.
That Academy Awards thing we were talking about.
No, not really.
All right, fine. we'll wait till next week.
I don't think they need to know that
there won't be a next week.
How many directors they're gonna give awards to?
Right.
What?
Huh?
What?
That wasn't what we were talking about.
We do have something to talk about, don't we?
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. You had a list, James.
I thought we were talking about the...
There was a list. I saw it on your computer.
No, we had a list.
Hitler's list?
Oh, that's what it was. Never
was
mind.
On your computer?
Why did you have that
on your computer?
Jason?
Kind of.
I'm sorry.
We can't read it all in 2 minutes.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
So, you know, to save our show, If you could, all our listeners out there, if you could donate money to bring us back, we had an off day today.
Yeah.
You know,
but forgive us.
We need money to get us back into where we belong. Okay.
Yeah.
And that number one more time, James. James, the number.
What?
The number to the radio station.
Oh, that.
That number.
540-231-9888.
Stop giving your cell phone number.
Those last four digits are also WUBT, right?
Nobody's calling you.
Listen, it's 540. Please help us. 231. We have no friends. WUVT.
Yes.
Please help us.
If this show ends with short people coming on, then this episode has been a success.
I think so, too.
But if not.
But if not,
then you will never hear us again. This will be our last sign.
Well, if not, we're going to go back to the less is more strategy with Ian and just not talk to him ever again. So
yeah.
you got to give us the goods here, Ian. Hopefully you're going to end our show with a bang. No pressure. I'm Ryan Hunt.
I'm James Connors.
I'm Andrew Caberline.
I am Jason Tolbert.
Donate money to this station. It means a lot to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hardworking group of people, new show included. And she said, no, it's not.